a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today will be Chaplain Pastor Paul Bly from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance will be Paige Jonathan Haugard and Elise Haugard from Sioux Falls.
I'd like to lead you in a prayer today using a version of a brief prayer taught to me by a rabbi friend of mine. Our dear Father in heaven, most holy is your name. May your holy reign be ushered in among us right here today, that your will may be done among us as we seek to be more and more like you. Lord, give every one of us enough to live on, and forgive us when we take too much for ourselves, just as we forgive those who sin against us. Lord, the temptations of this world are many, even here. Please don't leave us alone to withstand them, but deliver us from evil. For the sovereign power and glory are yours and not our own. May you be praised now and forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Donhager, Jennehager, Hayek, Hawks, Holly, Heinemann, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Langer, Latterell, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soley, Solem, Stelzer, Steele, Stevens, Tulson, Tyler, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch.
Chair.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. With us today, and one of the folks providing lunch today, there were several groups providing lunch, is the South Dakota Farmers Union. It's their legislative day in the Capitol. Members from across the state, high school students, students in higher education, and participants in the South Dakota Farmers Union Real Development Program are at the state capitol today to promote and discuss agricultural and rural issues in South Dakota. Joining us in the gallery are high school students participating in Farmers Union's education program that have received the Second Year Achievement Award and Farmers Union members from across the state. Please stand and be recognized. Also, one of the lunches provided today came from the Delmont Day in the Capitol, and on behalf of Representatives Nelson and Schoenfisch, we'd like to thank them for the lunch they provided and the music they provided in the rotunda today. Let's give them a round of applause. Is the doctor of the day here? I didn't get a chance to see him today or her. Doctor of the day today is Robert Allison from Pier. Practices internal medicine at Avera Medical Group in Pier. Received his MD and completed his residency at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, and he's a fellow of the American College of Physicians. We'd like to thank that doctor for participating in the Doctor of the Day program, for assisting us and volunteering his time. Let's give him a round of applause. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1051 do pass, House Bill 1050 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, House Bill 1054 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1052 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1024 do pass, House Bill 1025 do pass as amended. Scott Munsterman, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1036 and 1037 do pass, and House Bill 1042 do pass as amended. Mike Vergio, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1003, recognizing the outstanding public service of President Calvin Coolidge and his support of Mount Rushmore. The Speaker has waived the committee referral.
First reading of House bills. I believe there are 10 House bills which will receive their first reading. Under Article 3, Section 17 of our South Dakota Constitution, each bill must have two readings in each chamber. This will be the first reading for these House bills.
House Bill 1071, an act to change the procedure for a minor boundary change. House Bill 1072, an act to provide for the titling, registration, and operation of golf carts. House Bill 1073, an act to provide for the cancellation of expired mechanics and material men's liens. House Bill 1074, an act to revise certain provisions concerning actions prohibited near polling places.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1065 to local government, House Bill 1066 to local government, House Bill 1067 to education, House Bill 1068 to agriculture, House Bill 1069 to taxation, House Bill 1070 to state affairs, House Bill 1071 to education, House Bill 1072 transportation, House Bill 1073, Judiciary. House Bill 1074, Local Government. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1016, an act to repeal certain outdated or unnecessary statutes and administrative rules pertaining to the Department of Public Safety.
House Bill 1016, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Westra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I bring before the House House Bill 1016, which is an act to repeal outdated and unnecessary statutes and administrative rules pertaining to the Department of Public Safety. House Bill 1016 repeals unneeded and unprecedented statutes in three areas. Section 1 to Section 10 repeals state statutes pertaining to motor carrier program that was repealed by federal legislation in 2005. The Safety Lou Act of 2005 abolished the single state registration system. It's also known as the single state and in certain cases the bingo card. Carriers from all states were required to pay a fee and submit proof of financial responsibility based on the number of trucks used in South Dakota. This transportation bill abolishes the SSRS and created the Unified Carrier Registration Program, which South Dakota has been a part of since 2007. These statutes have simply been replaced by the Unified Carrier Registration Program and no longer serve any purpose. Section 11 repeals an administrative rule that set fees for heavy scale testing and weighing devices by special request of the Department of Ways and Measures. This section of administrative rule should be repealed as it is redundant and no longer needed as well. Section 12 to Section 18 repeals administrative rules pertaining to snowmobile racing. This section of administrative rule was enacted back in 1978. Should be repealed because they are not used. The administrative rules reference the Department of Commerce and Regulation, which was abolished back in 2003. The Department of Public Safety has no records of any party requesting such permits. Repealing these administrative rules has no effect on snowmobile races held on private property raceway facilities, snowmobile trails, or any other races that do not race on or across portions of highways. Repealing the unused rules is a conservative approach, and if doing so creates requests for cross-country races, and the Highway Department of Public Safety could present updated rules that would reflect 2014, not 1978. I ask for your support and a vote of green on House Bill 1016. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1016? Seeing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1016. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 65 yeas, 1 nay, 4 excused.
House Bill 1016, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1026, an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interests in the Webster National Guard Armory and underlying land in the city of Webster.
House Bill 1026, having received its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the House. Due to federal budget cuts and loss of force structure, the Department of the Military has closed several armories over the past 3 years. Some of those facilities located in Miller, Platt, Redfield, and Winter are referred to as joint use facilities with the local school districts. Others, Salem, Sisseton, Watertown, and Webster, were built in partnership with the municipality where they are located. The National Guard moved out of the Webster Armory when they opened the new facility in Watertown last September, and this bill is an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interest in the Webster Armory. The Webster Armory was built originally in 1956 as a joint venture with the City of Webster and the Webster School District. There was an addition added in 1979. The City of Webster contributed $160,000, the school district paid $30,000, and the federal government via the National Guard Bureau paid $95,000. The City of Webster has been a strong supporter of the South Dakota National Guard for many years. They provided the largest share of the funds needed to construct the facility back in 1956, and it is only right that the Guard convey the state's interest in the real estate and improvements back to the City of Webster. Passage of this bill will direct the governor to execute a quitclaim deed transferring all the state's rights, title, and interest in the real estate and improvements to the City of Webster. Therefore, I ask for your support. Vote green on House Bill 1026. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1026? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1026. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. Representative Schoenfisch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
I have a couple special guests with the City of Delmont up there. I have my mom, Loretta Schoenfisch, and also a former member of the South Dakota State Senate, who was a senator from, I believe, 1962 to 1964, Senator Wilbur Foss.
Welcome. I believe I saw another former representative in the chamber somewhere, although he is harder to see nowadays. Representative Lust, do you have an introduction to make?
Speaker.
Representative Lust.
Thank you for recognizing, Mr. Speaker. We have in our midst your predecessor, Mr. Speaker, a man of small and getting smaller stature, but of large heart. Former Speaker of the House, Val Rausch.
Welcome back.
Representative Hoffman, Lust, and Wismer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 66 yeas, 4 excused.
House Bill 1026, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1027, an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interests in the Watertown National Guard Armory to the City of Watertown.
House Bill 1027, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Konza.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1027 is an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interests in the Watertown National Guard Armory to the City of Watertown. The National Guard in Watertown was very fortunate to have received federal funding for a brand new facility in Watertown. I would encourage you, if you're up in that area, to go and take a tour of it. It's really state of the art. The old armory, which is located in Watertown proper, was built in 1958 as a joint venture with the City of Watertown. At this time, the City of Watertown contributed roughly $66,000 to the building, and the National Guard Bureau was roughly $175,000. The property currently, the current old armory, covers 21 city lots and completely and then partially 25 more lots. However, no portion of these 46 lots have ever been owned by the state of South Dakota. What the state does own of the old armory is the main armory building and ownership of 3 outlying buildings. These were completely vacated this fall, so the building is currently not being used. Passage of this bill will direct the governor to execute a quick claim deed transfer all of the state's rights, title, and interest in the real estate improvements to the City of Watertown. This action is consistent with other armories that we have turned over to different entities in the past throughout the state of South Dakota. Appreciate a green vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1027? Seeing none, the question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1027. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. Representative Schaefer.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I would like to introduce my granddaughter, Dara Ness, is with me today. Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Representative Don Hager, Kaiser, Lateral. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 66 yeas, 4 excused.
House Bill 1027, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct. Any announcements? Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe right after session, the Republican whips will have their whip meetings, and then an hour from now in room 413 will be a presentation on the property tax system in South Dakota and how the levies have changed over the last year, being put on by the Department of Revenue. Room 413, an hour from now.
413, approximately at 3:30. Thank you. And I would like to thank the Chiropractor Association for those lower lumbar cushions they provided to the legislators and to some of the staff today. They also have a function tonight from 5 to 7 at the Ram Coda. I'm sure I will see all of you there. Any further announcements? Representative Stevens.
Judiciary is meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 413, and we have two bills before us.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're going to start out having a briefing by Secretary Gerlach, Department of Revenue, and his lottery folks, and then we're going to go ahead and handle three bills tomorrow. Thank you.
Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before he slips away, Representative and former Representative and former Senator Klochek just slipped out the back door. Maybe if he hears me, he'll come on back and be recognized.
Well, let's give him a round of applause anyway. Further announcements? Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just a reminder for everybody, tonight from 6 to 8 o'clock is the wine and cheese tasting with Diane London's Ribs, plus veggies for those that don't want to have any meat. And we'll have two speakers at 7 o'clock that will talk about how South Dakota can be better than we already are, but we're number 3 by rich states, poor states, and we're doing real well according to how money walks. And those two speakers will tell us a little more about how we can gain more. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Romkema.
Appropriations meets again at 3 o'clock and promptly at 8 o'clock in the morning, so hope to see some of you there.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education tomorrow morning at 7:45.
Further announcements? Representative Hoffman.
Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. I believe the doctor of the day from Peer is in our presence right up to our left.
Rod Great. Allison. Welcome. Thank you. Representative Olson.
A reminder, Catacomb Caucus in the governor's large conference room, 7 o'clock in the morning. Oh, and tomorrow's hump day. If you have a camel jacket, please wear it.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Cronin.
House State Affairs will meet at 7:45 tomorrow in room 414.
Thank you. Further announcements. Seeing none, Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.